From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Egyptian anti-government demonstrators are pushing back against Hosni Mubarak supporters who attacked the crowd of thousands yesterday and fueled rolling street battles in and around Cairo's Tahrir Square. NPR's Corey Flintoff is near the site of the violent uprising against President Mubarak, who decided not to step down immediately.
The protesters we talked to seemed to be heartened by the fact that they had survived this very intense night. And it was kind of a rallying point for them that they had managed to withstand really fierce assaults and in some cases drive the pro-Mubarak demonstrators back. So there doesn't seem to be any flagging of the resolve of the people who are in the square now. And they seem to be pretty strongly together, and they're calling out to, and using social media, as a matter of fact, to try to call other people to join them in the square and join them in this resistance.
That's NPR's Corey Flintoff in Cairo. Back in Washington, the White House decried what it described as the systematic targeting of journalists in Egypt. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says the time for transition in Egypt is now. The turmoil was also a focus of the national prayer breakfast that President Obama attended today.
We pray that the violence in Egypt will end and that the rights and aspirations of the Egyptian people will be realized, and that a better day will dawn over Egypt and throughout the world.
Also at the event, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' husband said he is a big believer in faith ever since his wife survived the shooting massacre in Tucson last month. Astronaut Captain Mark Kelly spoke to a gathering at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington. The wintry weather gripping much of the nation has dipped into the deep south. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has declared a state of emergency. Sayward Farr with member station WRKF reports more ice and freezing rain are in the forecast for the state.
Even light icing is rare enough in southern Louisiana to close government offices and roadways. Parts of Interstate 10 between New Orleans and Baton Rouge were closed during this morning's commute. Governor Bobby Jindal declared a wintry weather emergency, mobilizing state resources. Government offices in 18 parishes also closed. As the latest storm front moves across the region, snow is predicted in northern Louisiana and ice accumulations as far south as Baton Rouge. Temperatures far below normal are forecast across the south. For NPR News, I'm Sayward Farr in Baton Rouge.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down slightly at 12,042, NASDAQ up 2 at 2752. This is NPR News. A Senate report on the Fort Hood shooting heavily criticizes the FBI and the Army. The Associated Press says it obtained a document, parts of which claim the FBI failed to adequately share information with the military about the alleged shooter's extremist beliefs. It also criticizes military supervisors for failing to recognize disturbing signs in Army Major Nadal Malik Hassan, who is accused of killing 13 people and wounding more than 30 at the Texas military post in November of 2009. The nation's biggest airline pilots union is fighting an effort to make some pilots, such as those who fly military personnel, exempt from anti-fatigue rules. We have more details from NPR's Paul Brown.
Fatal airplane crashes tied to pilot fatigue are behind Federal Aviation Administration efforts to cut the risk of fatigue. New FAA work rule proposals recognize causes of fatigue, including working long hours across time zones, which can interfere with the body's rest rhythms. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Inhofe wants to exempt pilots of freight and charter airlines, including those flying military service members. Executives of those companies back him. But the Airline Pilots Association says in a letter to all senators that the new FAA proposals are based on good science. The union says factors leading to pilot fatigue are universal and there should be no exceptions to safe work rules. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's retailers are reporting stronger than expected revenue gains in January despite the snowstorms. Chains such as Costco and Limited Brands rose more than 1% in early trading. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.